On stage at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin last month, Girl in a Coma played to a packed house at a club on 6th Street with a special guest.
If you would please welcome the fabulous Sheree Curry.
For Girl in a Coma, playing with Sheree Curry, co-founder with Joan Jett of the iconic all-female band The Runaways, was a real rock star moment.
I guess we never really think about, oh, we're so cool. Or, but when we were the backup band for her, we just felt like, yeah.
Jen's lips naturally snarled.
And I was like, yeah, this is awesome. And
she's doing all these pelvic pushes. It's great.
Yeah, we're like, where are those moves coming from, Jen?
Yeah, right. Shut up.
The members of Girl in a Coma, sisters Nina and Fani Diaz, and friend Jen Alva have name-checked Morrissey, Elvis, and Joan Jett in the past as artists that have shaped the power punk trio's sound. Jett signed Girl in a Coma to her Blackheart Records label a few years ago and appeared as a guest artist on last year's album Trio BC. You can hear those influences and more in Girl in a Coma's music. This month, they're releasing 3 EPs of cover songs to pay tribute to their favorite groups from the past.
I think a lot of like the younger generation, they don't know a lot of these bands, surprisingly, and you know, they're quick to just want to hear what's on TV now. So we thought this was just a great way to, you know, there's Selena and there's Richie Valens and there's Patsy Cline, and this is the reason, you know, that we do a lot of the stuff we do.
The EP series is called Adventures in Coverland, 7 songs that span the 50s to the 80s with country, pop, rock, and even Tejano represented. Girl in a Coma performed their first song in Spanish on last year's album Trio BC. Now they're covering that most revered of South Texas icons, Selena. Bassist Jen Alva explains why.
She's been a big part of our lives. I mean, first with Fani and I growing up, we went to Longfellow Middle School. It was the CD to have. If you didn't have it, then you know.
You were a nerd.
You were a nerd, yeah. So, and then Nina and her mom, it's been blasted all over the house. Like, we wanted to do it. There's so many similarities with Selena and us and Nina and Selena. So we knew that we had to do one. And this was the one song that when we heard, we're like, it already has this, like, growl to it, this, like, rock and roll secret edge minus the horns. And so all we had to do is, you know, like, just rough it up a little bit and make it ours, like a little punky.
Selena's Si Una Vez may be the song that resonates best with South Texas, but of the new tracks that make up Adventures in Coverland, guitarist and vocalist Nina Diaz may be closest to George Harrison's classic Beatles song While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Diaz has the song title tattooed on her arm. Sister Fani Diaz says it's one of the songs their mother used to play for them.
I look at the world and I know just it's turning. While my guitar gently weeps, with every mistake, we must surely be learning. Still, my guitar gently weeps.
Now, although the Runaways aren't represented on Adventures in Coverland, Girl in a Coma is obviously a musical descendant of the famous late 70s all-girl band, and Sheree Curry's appearance on stage with Girl in a Coma last month coincided with the Austin premiere of The Runaways, a film about the group that Curry founded with Joan Jett. 30 years later, Fani Diaz and Jen Alva say it's still a struggle for an all-girl rock band.
I mean, it's a little easier, but we still get stuff for being all girls and stereotyped.
Yeah, stereotyping, and
we don't know what we're doing, and you don't know what this is for, or, you know.
The other day, we played a show in the Valley, and this promoter thinks we were dumb or something, you know. It's like, you know, business is business. We're smart girls. We've been touring a lot, so, you know, they, oh, these girls don't know anything, or, you know, it's like, come on.
And then even, like, physically, they want to talk about you still. Jen, we don't have, like, model bodies, and, you know, but they still want to point out, this is how you look, and you have to look this way as a female. Versus guys, it still happens. So you still got to deal with it.
Yeah. Double standard crap.
But as Jen Alva says, there's hope for the future, and they want young girls to know they can rock as well as the guys.
The more girl groups that can pop up now, the better. Like, you know, we can... The music industry is all weird anyway, like, right now. We might as well creep in and take it over or something. But that would be really cool.
Girl in a Coma's Adventures in Coverland EPs are available now at independent record stores and online. To see videos of the band performing songs from the new releases and at South by Southwest, visit our website, tpr.org. For Texas Public Radio, I'm Nathan Cohn.